Students in England will have to pay higher tuition fees after they've graduated, but what about those who will lose money whilst they're studying? Protests are being held today over the abolition of the Educational Maintenance Allowance, the EMA. Up to £30 a week is paid at the moment to 16 to 18-year-olds from low-income backgrounds as an incentive to get them to stay on in education. BBC Social Affairs correspondent Sophie Hutchinson is at one of the protests in Hackney in East London.
Yes, well, I'm here at B6 College in Hackney in East London, where protests have been taking place this lunchtime by 16 to 18-year-olds. 70% of the students who attend this college receive the EMA, these allowances, to try to encourage young people from low-income families to stay on in education after 16. Sixth formers receive between £10 and £30 a week if their families earn below around £30,000 a year. And more than 600,000 young people receive these allowances in the country, but the government says that's far too much money, it's untargeted, and the people who actually need the allowances don't get them. Well, with me is James Cunningham, who's studying here at the college. James, you get this allowance, don't you?
I get the EMA. I get £30 a week, which helps me get to college on time.
How essential is it? I mean, how valuable is that money to you?
Very valuable, because without the EMA, I travel on the trains. Without EMA, I can't get to college, because my parents are not in work, so they can't support me always to get me to college. They support me like once every now and then when I don't receive my EMA, but that's it. They can't afford me to get me here all the time.
So how do you feel about the scrapping of this benefit?
Well, it's ridiculous, because they said they were going to help students. Well, when they scrap it, that's not helping us, because some of us need it to get here. I know friends that travel from way out that always get trains, like me, and they need it to get here. So, like me, their parents don't work, so they need it to get to college.
The government says it's going to set up a whole new system that will better target people who really, really need it. It says that far too many students at the moment are getting this benefit when it's more of a kind of luxury. Do you agree with that?
No, it's not, because it gives the students the incentive to come, because it helps them if they need books, pens, USBs and stuff like that. Helps them fund themselves to get that sort of stuff when they normally wouldn't have it. If they don't have it, they wouldn't have this, so they will be less equipped to study.
So what are you going to do next year when this comes to an end?
I don't know. I'm looking for part-time work now after hearing that they're scrapping it. So I'm just looking for part-time work wherever it can. And most of it's going to be like during the night. So I won't be able to finish my coursework during the nights.
And so if you hadn't known about EMAs, would you have come to college in the first place?
I would have done, because I would have gone to a college a lot closer to me. But this was the best one for the subjects I wanted to learn.
Okay, well, thank you very much. EMAs come to an end this summer. One academic I spoke to said the end of them could herald for the first time in 25 years a reduction in the numbers of young people staying on in education.
Sophie Hutchinson in Hackney, thanks very much. Well, Nick Dakin.